Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and that was Tom Morrison on the flute, recorded in 1928 for Columbia. He was born in 1889 in County Galway, emigrated to New York and spent most of his life there, and passed away in 1958. And he played the two reels for us there, Craig's Pipes and The Boys from Mayo. And before that, we heard Morrison's version of Craig's Pipes played by John Blake from his new CD, The Narrow Edge, released last November. This week I'll be featuring John Blake's CD and we'll be listening to tracks from this CD as well as recordings of many of his musical influences. He was born and raised in North London to parents from County Mayo in Ireland and began learning when he was young from Brendan Mulcair. He's probably better known as a guitar player and a piano player, and he's recorded on many, many CDs. This is his debut flute album. I'm going to continue with some recordings that demonstrate the effect of the London music scene on John Blake when he was growing up. First, we'll listen to Michael Hines, a great flute player and whistle player originally from County Clare, with a few reels. And then after that, we'll hear from John's CD, two jigs, Munster Buttermilk and Pay the Reckoning, which he learned as a set together from Michael Hines. And we'll follow that off with a recording from Lamon Gillespie, John Blake, and Mick Leahy. They're three young London musicians who recorded two CDs together, and this will be from their Humours of Highgate CD. But first, here's Michael Hines.
Thank you.
That was the great fiddle and flute duet of Peter Horan and Fred Finn with the Duke of Leinster and the London Lassies. Peter Horan was another big influence on John Blake. He was born in 1926 in Bunanadan in Calavel, County Sligo. He passed away in 2010. His mother played fiddle, melodeon, and concertina, and his father was a traditional singer. And he had a huge influence on the music scene along the Sligo-Mayo border and throughout County Sligo. Before that, we heard another great fiddle and flute duet from Jackie Coleman and Andy Davey. Jackie Coleman was another big influence. He was born in Sheffield, England in 1928 to parents from Gurcheen, County Sligo, and he moved back to Gurcheen in 1933, back to England again, and then back to Gurcheen in 1967, where he spent the rest of his life. And before that, we heard the more modern fiddle and flute duet of Lamont Gillespie and John Blake, backed up by their friend Mick Leahy. We're going to continue now by focusing on another strong influence, Jim Donoghue, from Drumacoo on the Sligo-Roscommon border, born in 1910, passed away in 1990. He was greatly influenced by Jim Coleman, the brother of Michael Coleman, who we've heard many times on this show, the great Sligo fiddle player who moved to New York and recorded there. We're going to start off this section with a recording from John Blake playing Gorman's version of The Laurel Tree, followed by a reel he calls Jim Donoghue's, and this is from the Traditional Irish Music in London CD that he did, again with Lamont Gillespie and Mick Leahy. After that, we'll hear Toss the Feathers from John Blake, and that's a version that he learned from Jim Donoghue. And then we'll hear a few tracks from Jim Donoghue himself. Thank you.
The next item is a real treat. Alas, there's only one track of this man. We're searching for more tracks. Why he didn't make more recordings when he was alive, I will never know. I'm referring to the music, the powerful tin whistle music of the great Jim Donohoe, God rest his soul, and his son Seamus. His music speaks for itself. And here on this tin whistle, this is the way I first heard him. After winning in All-Ireland in 1965 below in Castle, about a month or two later, I heard this tin whistle player, and he was only up the road from me. And it was only then I began to learn how to play flute, after listening to Donohoe, and with an All-Ireland championship under my belt. "Call up some night," he says, "and I'll show you a few tips." I did call up and spent many the night at his turf fire and listening to the stories and listening to his music, the high and low octaves, the variations, and those fingers. The man has gone down to his grave, but his music still lives. The one and only legendary Jim Donohoe. Thank you.
That was The Battering Ram and the Mug of Brown Ale, two Jim Donahue versions of jigs played by John Blake on his debut flute CD, The Narrow Edge. We're going to continue with another track from that CD, The Earl's Chair and Another Reel, learned from Gabe O'Sullivan. And after that, we'll hear from Gabe Sullivan himself with his own version of Miss McLeod's Reel.
Version of Miss McLeod's Reel, a very old reel, but this is my version of Miss McLeod's Reel. Thank you.
That was Dermot Grogan on the flute, born in 1957 in Kilmavie in East Mayo. He passed away too young in 2006, and a project was undertaken a few years back to release some of his music on CD, and John Blake was actually the one to help restore and master the archival project for listening. Before that, we heard Gabe Sullivan from East Galway, who learned from Tommy Cohen and later became interested in the Ballinakil style of flute playing. And that was actually Tommy Cohen's reel that was played there by Dermot Grogan. We're going to return now to a recording of John Blake again. We're going to listen to a sample of his guitar playing, although he has been the guitar player and piano player on his own debut CD. After he moved to Ireland in 1998, he became hugely in demand as an accompanist on many, many other commercial recordings. And we're going to listen to him now backing up the banjo player Angelina Carberry with Dermot Grogan's Jig and Hardiman's Fancy.
Thank you.
That was Lamont Gillespie on the fiddle, Cormac Cannon on the pipes, and John Blake on the piano. You've been listening to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And I am your host, Heather Cole Mullen. Thank you so much for joining me this week. We've been listening to selections from John Blake's debut flute album, The Narrow Edge, and I'm going to finish off with two last tracks from that CD, starting with A Few Slip Jigs, a composition of John Blake's Colonel Sullivan's, followed by Hardeman and the Fiddler, and then a couple reels, Jem Burns and Coleman's Cross. Thank you.
Each week, take a musical journey through the world of the harp with Harpistry, Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
Whether you're home or coming to or from work, thanks for being with us. Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron, and I bring you Cajun music every morning, Monday through Friday, from